These days, it's only a matter of time before the next data breach occurs. Just ask Home Depot. It could also be your agency. Hackers recently breached healthcare.gov and installed malicious software. Although the attack took place in July, it took Health and Human Services Department more than a month to detect it. Claire Giordano is a senior director at Quantum. She explains how network forensics can play a critical role in protecting agency data and sound ways of gathering forensic data into one place.
Network forensics basically gives you a black box to collect and preserve network traffic data. And that black box of network traffic data enables customers to look back in time to investigate and resolve a cyber attack when they've been notified of a breach. But it does require advanced planning.
All right, so what kind of planning should agencies be doing that maybe they're not so much at this point?
Well, when you realize that breaches are going to happen, that some of the cyber criminals are going to get through your defenses, that means more and more agencies are putting incident response plans in place in advance. And part of those incident response plans means planning for network forensics, capturing that network traffic data, putting it in the black box, and, of course, the untold story, if you will, in that black box of network forensics is the storage component, which is what I'm focused on.
Because a lot of agencies are, frankly, alarmed by rising costs of storage, and they're trying to consolidate data centers. You're saying that there needs to be a whole set of storage arrays just for the network forensic data?
Well, if you're going to have the data available for network forensics to do the analysis when you get that phone call from law enforcement saying that you've been attacked, saying that there's been a breach, then yes, by definition that means that you have to have provisioned the storage in order to capture, collect, and preserve that network traffic data. So yes, there are costs involved in preparing for these cyber attacks, but I would argue the costs are greater in not preparing for them.
So if you don't have that extra storage now, how are people generally doing it? Is this something that is just captured by your tools and put on the main storage that you're already using for everything else?
Well, more and more agencies are putting stronger incident response plans in place, and they are putting these black boxes in place and dedicating storage to network forensics. But for those that aren't, they might not be capturing the network traffic data at all. And what that means is that when there's been a breach, they might not have all the data they need to figure out exactly what happened, to figure out whether data was exfiltrated or stolen from them, to figure out if it moved from one department to another, you know, during the weeks that that intrusion was in their systems. So it's really important to capture the network traffic data so that you can investigate, so you can figure out what went wrong, so you can resolve the attack more quickly, and then, of course, strengthen your defenses for the future.
What is the nature of the data that has to be captured, and how voluminous does it get per day or per week or per hour?
Well, network traffic data, you know, when I'm trying to explain this to people that are not in the tech space, I often will describe it as a phone bill, but better. You think about a phone bill that tells you who called who and when and for how long. Network traffic data helps you keep track of those sessions, but it goes one step further in that it actually can help you see what was discussed, right? What data was transferred, what the content of those transfers was. So it gives you a lot of insight. Those network packets tell you what was really going on your systems, which is immensely valuable in figuring out what the malicious software might have done and whether any data was stolen.
We're speaking with Claire Giordano. She is a senior director at Quantum. Well, so suppose you have to go back a month, say, and so you have a month's worth of network data. Is it a gigabyte, a terabyte, a petabyte? What? Give us a sense of the order of magnitude that these packets would generate that you would store offline.
Absolutely. And first, let me caveat that by saying that there is no one-size-fits-all. A lot of it depends on the size of your organization and the amount of activity going on within your agency. But it's not uncommon if someone were preserving a month's worth of network traffic data for that to be petabytes of data. And that's one of the reasons why when you think about scaling your network traffic, we think that tiering of storage is so important, using a combination of disk as well as object storage and tape so that you find that optimal balance between capacity and storing as much as you can and budget.
Well, the problem with tape, then, is that it's cheap to store large quantities of data, but it's also very slow to go through it to find out what you're looking for, correct?
Well, tape does have a different latency. You're absolutely right. But when you're going to do your analysis and you're going to retrieve data, in the case that you've gotten that phone call from law enforcement saying there's been a breach, it's more important to have the data available than to not have it at all. So if tape helps you preserve data for longer periods of time, ultimately that's a good thing.
And what are the other components of this black box you've described that to store data, not in your production environment, but something you might need to look at? What else do you have to have besides lots of mass storage?
Well, you also need the capture devices, if you will. There are several companies out there that have network forensic solutions that capture the network packets, and then ultimately storage is an important piece as well. And those capture devices also enable analytics. Quantum has a partnership with a company called FireEye, and they've got a network forensics platform, and they contribute the analytics and the capture device. Quantum contributes the storage component.
So who's responsible for the black box? Is it the IT staff? Is it a separate cybersecurity department? I mean, some agencies are organized differently from others. Who should be the belly button to push to make sure that data is there when something happens?
You're exactly right. Different agencies are organized differently. But a lot of times it's the security teams that are spearheading the initiative to make sure that the network traffic data is captured, that that black box exists, so that things can be investigated if an attack happens,
Now, sometimes the attackers are stealthy. So is it a good idea to examine the data anyway, even if you're not aware of a breach, say, once a month or every week? Is there information in the data that can give you some clues?
That is a really good question. When many people think of network forensics, they immediately jump to the concept of forensic analysis and the analysis that you do after the fact, when you've been notified of a breach and you want to investigate and you want to resolve it and strengthen your defenses for the future. But in fact, you're exactly correct. More and more organizations are using the network forensic data, that black box of network traffic data, to proactively hunt for suspicious behavior and try to isolate some anomalies and investigate them and catch problems in advance.
So you really need a couple of sets of tools, one to ingest the network packet information as it comes in, and then one to analyze what's in there that might be an anomaly.
Exactly. And the analysis can happen proactively, as you're describing, or it can happen forensically in response to some kind of cyber event.